Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday, baby. Listen, it is popcorn Saturday around here. Popcorn and champagne, baby. Let me tell you something. You know why it's popcorn Saturday around here? Because, honey, on Saturday sometimes you don't know what you're going to get. You know when your popcorn is popping, it's going up and down and all around. You know what I'm saying up in here. So listen. It's popcorn Saturday, baby, but I got some champagne to wash it on down, baby. Set up my bar, people. Don't act like you don't know what time it is. You know what time it is. It's Saturday, baby, October the 8th, 2022. 1 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here? The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed up to the 18. Yeah, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K. and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Fatani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. Also, natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver, baby. Listen, go online to GumbaRum.com. All your rum libation needs. And I ain't going to be mad at you. I'm still going to have my drink and my champagne and my rum all going down at the same time, baby. With some strawberries on the side. Listen. Got some bad music on today. Independent artist, Virgo Rhea. Listen, I'm telling you, she's super hot and dynamic, baby. She is sizzling, baby, just like firecrackers, baby. Let me tell you something. You might have to hold back now and throw a hand grenade at her because she's about to blow up in a minute. Listen, super bad music on today is being heard. Where is it being heard? Internet, talk to me. Talk to me. Know, baby, people all over the world, I am telling you what's the God heaven truth. Listen, before I get into the music, I want you guys to do just a small little favor. You know we on Facebook all day long. Use the keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. You know, guys, this is a live show. It's not pre-recorded. Less and less when music is playing. I will be sending a Spotify link, sending the artist a Spotify link to a few radio stations. You know, I love my independent artists. It's all about connections and new opportunities. Get her, baby. That's what it's all about. Been doing this thing since 2007. And I tell you, feel like I just started yesterday, baby. It's just that fresh, honey. When you're doing something, you're like, oh, Lord, here come a life lesson. Let me tell y'all something. If you still don't understand how to discover your purpose in life, you need to take a look at and examine what you are doing. Now listen, let me say this before I get into the life lesson. I wasn't intending to get into it this quick. But listen, I've been trained by Monique Carradine. She was a reporter for Fox 32, you know, Windy City, Fox 32. She was a journalist, and she trained me on being a life coach. Yes, have my certification and my papers from her. Listen, this was years ago, so I got that all out of the way. Now, let me tell you something about purpose. Listen, if you still don't understand how to discover your purpose, or you may be doing something and you're not sure that is your purpose in life. Listen, let me tell you something. The thing that you are doing right now, listen, take a minute now. Just breathe a minute. Just woosah. Go breathe in, breathe out. Okay, now, just relax. So listen, what are you doing right now? The thing that you're doing right now, is it driving you or are you driving it? Listen, when you are really passionate about something, this is the difference between doing something and really doing something with purpose, on purpose, for the purpose of kingdom business. Now, let me tell you something. What you're doing right now, this is how you examine and take the little purpose test. It's just the thing that's in your heart, that's birthed in you. Maybe you're not understanding. Maybe you're a little confused. You're not sure, and you feel like it may be your purpose because you have passion about it. But listen, when you have a God-given passion to do something, honey, it doesn't matter if the earth is on fire. You still going to be trying to find a way to get that thing done. Now, listen, don't get crazy now. Don't get crazy. I'm not talking about doing something that will damage you. You know what I mean? Purpose is all about doing what you are passionate about, right? So, listen, when you are passionate about something, that is your purpose. When you're truly passionate, you have a burn within your heart, within your soul, within your spirit. All your energy is filled with this one thing that you are just so passionate about doing. That's your purpose, honey. That is your purpose. That is what you are designed to walk in. Listen, and also when you're walking in your purpose, you will be talented to do it. There's number two. I must say number two. You will be able to do it with really no effort at all because you are born to do this one thing that you're doing. You'll be able to do it without pretty much any effort because you have talent. You're gifted to do it. You're gifted to do the one thing. Now, listen, I always use myself as an example. I'm going to get to the music, my darlings. Hold on. Hold your pants. Hold your britches. Listen. I'll use myself as an example. Now, listen, my purpose, I'm a speaker. I'm just a natural speaker, public speaker. I'm just that's just it. And I always have been. Now, listen, this is the thing. People can call on me to speak without it giving me any notice. Now, I don't like it, but it will happen. But listen, let me tell you this. People can or will or have called on me without any notice, and I was trained this way, really, without any notice, and say, you know, Spirits, come on up here. We want you to say a few words. And, you know, you don't have time to be shocked. Now, this is just the way I am. Didn't have any time to be shocked. Just get up out of the chair. You go to the podium. You go to the mic, and I just open my mouth. And right, and the words just come flying out. Listen, that is purpose. That is talent. That is gifted to do something. And guess what? No notice. And now I'm not saying anything to toot my horn. This is just I'm giving you an example. And then once I get up there, the whole place is standing up on their feet because they're just like, what happened today? What in the world is Lady Jeff like? Now, listen, that can happen when you really know this is your purpose. With me, it happened every single time. It just doesn't happen one time. It don't just happen two times. You know, it happens all the time. When you walk in, you know, for some reason Les Brown just came up. It's just like Les Brown. Everybody knows who Les Brown is, right? They said so many different things. Oh, geez, this is a real life lesson. So listen, they said so many things about Les Brown. If you don't know his story, they marked him as being a child that had a disability, that had a learning disability, marked him with so many different things. And listen, I'm going to tell you one good key thing. It doesn't matter who says whatever about you. when you are walking in your God-given purpose in this earth realm, it doesn't matter, honey. I don't care if the Shinola says that you got S-H-I-T on your head. Doesn't matter what people say. People in here does not matter because guess what? Guess what? The gift of God keeps on working regardless of what anybody got to say. You know, because you're going to have those people that got stuff to say because they don't understand. Listen, when you are walking in your purpose, oh, this is a crash course, isn't it, really? So when you are walking in your purpose, honey, you're going to function and operate because you are gifted and talented to do that thing. And guess what happens? When you become gifted at doing that one purpose, that one thing, God will elevate you. Now, when elevation comes, you're going to have some challenges. It's going to be hard. You're going to be struggling because it might not really feel right in your human self, right? But what God will do, he will elevate you to do something else, and he'll open the door for you to go through to do something else that's on a higher level, and he will, guess what? You'll get gifted and talented in the second thing, and God will bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. Now, listen, I said all of that to say this because this young lady, independent artist, ergo, is in her purpose. This girl got some showed up talent. Do you hear me? And she's trained. Listen, she's trained. She just graduated from Belmont University with a degree in songwriting. So listen, just because you have a person, also don't misunderstand. You also, you know, education is still key. Even though you're gifted to do something, education still plays a key, right? So now she's a graduate. She has a degree in songwriting, understand? And so, and now I'm going to give you an example of her music. She is just so phenomenal. I am telling you, this song is called I Think Not, and I just love it. She is on fire, and she's going a whole lot of different places on it. Listen, this is I Think Not. Take a listen.
I'm trying to give you everything you want.
Y'all know what? My eggs is scrambling, and they are scrambled real hard. And I'm not talking about something up on my stove, baby. I'm talking about this artist. Listen, let me tell you something. Listen to me real good. Honey, you're going to go farther than what you ever imagined or dreamed that you ever would. I'm telling you, it's so much that came up in me when I was listening to your song, I Thank God. Honey, listen, oh, my goodness gracious of life. It's just like yesterday I was saying she reminds me of Miley Cyrus. Not only Miley Cyrus, listen, y'all remember how huge Amy Winehouse was. You remember Amy Winehouse. But let me tell you something. Larger than Amy Winehouse, because listen, Amy Winehouse was phenomenal. She was just exceptional. She had amazing talent, amazing voice. And the thing about artists is, listen, this young lady does not have this problem, but Amy had a problem, you know, with the drugs and the things like that. So that's what took Amy down. But this artist, Ergo, is going to go way past it because, listen, she's a clean, clean artist. She doesn't mess around with a whole bunch of stuff. Y'all probably think I know her personally, and I don't. The gift is just a gift. So, listen, I don't know her personally. This artist does not mess around with stuff like that. So, listen, she does what she do. I'm speaking about independent artist Ergo, E-R-G-O, Bria, right? She does what she does. She loves what she does. The talent is the talent. Nobody can take that away from her. She will go bigger and larger than anything. And listen, let me tell you something. Because she has such incredible sound that you never heard before. This, and you look at her and it's like, is this sound coming out of this person? It's like, oh my gosh, she's got the sound like Steven Tyler. And God, I love that man. I would kiss his toes, really. I love Steven Tyler because he is so, so phenomenal. And what I'm talking about, Steven Tyler, he's gifted. He's well-trained, of course. And I just recently learned that Steven Tyler studies and does the singing method. What is it? Bell something. It's a really great feature for using when you're training. Bel Cantu, that's what it's Bel Cantu. He does trains Bel Cantu, and it really makes a difference in your singing. That's what he does. That's what he does to hit his notes on key every single time. And I looked him up a couple weeks ago because of somebody else that came across the network, and I was like, wow, I said, what? And I looked up the singing practice that he does, and it's really phenomenal. So listen, I'm saying all of that because I'm talking about independent artist Ergo Bria. Listen, she is so larger than life. The sound that she has is just like Steven Tyler. You guys know Steven Tyler has been in the entertainment business and music for God knows how long. And here she comes. Listen, can you imagine Steven Tyler, if he met this girl, he would be jealous of her. Why? Why? Why would he be jealous of her? He would be jealous of her because she's got the style and the talent almost like what he has, and she's just not getting started. He's been around for years, so he would be jealous of her. But listen, I am making a point when I'm saying this, right? I'm making a point. Oh, my God, I'm trying to drive this home because I want this young lady to really know and be prepared for what's going to happen to her. It's going to be she's going to be kicking ass all over the place. And you know what? I'm pretty much out of time, but I'm going to play this testimony by what's her name? Omalani came on the show and started talking about her, and I listened to her music, and I said, oh, my God, honey, you're going to be on Broadway. You got to do all this stuff in New York, blah, blah, blah. And then she sends me her testimony because it happened. It happened. But I want you guys to hear it from her. I don't want to talk about it. I want you guys to hear it from her because this is serious to me. This is really serious. This is not a joke. It's not a play thing. So listen, check out Omalani.
What's up, my people? I just want to give the biggest shout out to the fiercest network out there, which is called the Fierce Female Network. And for those of you who are tuned in, I don't want you to just see this about entertainment, because this network is about ordainment. My name is Omalani, and I appeared on the show, and at the time, the things that are going on now weren't even in sight. But that's when your illustrious hostess, Miss Queen Fierce herself, predicted things that I am now accomplishing. She listened to my music and went past the rhythm and the elements that she liked about the music. She said, hey, you know what you should do? You should go into fashion. Then she also said, you know what else? You should go to Broadway or something like that. And here I am, about to do my first fashion show. And I'm going to be doing this fashion show just a couple of blocks from Broadway. And on top of that, there's going to be a big billboard of me right there in Times Square, New York. All of this was predicted on the show before this even happened. So dreams really do come true, and sometimes people have the foresight and insight to see into you.
All right. That's Omalani. She came on the show and she sang on Broadway, and she got an invitation to participate in New York City's Fashion Week. She just did that, and then they put a billboard up. I'm telling you, this sister is just like doing everything. So listen, and then she's saying it's about ordainment. So the things I was speaking into independent artist Bria, like Omalani says, it's ordainment. So she's ordained, right? Bria is ordained to be larger than life. She's on a mission. She's got a call. I'm telling you, she's just doing a purpose, y'all. I can't put it no other way. Listen. It has been a stone cold blast right here. I am pretty much out of time, and I got to get on up out of here. But guess what? I'll be back later on this evening with some more music. Got some great music from Weeze 73 Band. Going to get down with them. And, honey, it's been a stone cold blast, and I'll see y'all later. And special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.